This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Now to the Caribbean island of Barbuda, part of the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda. New multi-million dollar tourist resorts there are in the works, as well as a new international airport. This development has sparked a divide on the island. Some see it as a threat to their culture and way of life. Others see it as bringing much-needed jobs and development. The BBC's Caroline Bailey reports.
From a beautiful pink sandy beach, environmentalist John Mussington points out two private resorts at either end of Barbuda's southern coast. It's known as the Barbuda Ocean Club, and they're building hundreds of multi-million dollar residences and a golf course.
Luxury properties are built, golf courses are going to be built. Sale of these luxury properties and put them behind fence for persons living private lifestyle will mean large areas of resources we depend on for livelihoods will no longer be available to us.
John is worried about the environmental impact, as the larger of the two resorts is within an area declared by the Intergovernmental Ramsar Convention as a wetland of international significance. The developers leading the project, the American firms PLH Barbuda Limited and the Discovery Land Company, declined our request for an interview, but said in a statement that the project was approved in a transparent and inclusive process, and that they're doing a lot of environmental work, including restoring wetlands, and also that they've created hundreds of jobs for Barbudans. But John has taken the government to court over another aspect of the project, the construction of an airport in the middle of the island, which he says is in an environmentally sensitive area.
No proper environmental impact assessment was done. And when an impact assessment turned up, the review by the Department of Environment said it was totally inadequate.
The case has been heard at the Privy Council in London, Antigua and Barbuda's highest court. If John wins, he'll have the right, that's been denied to him, to challenge the project and call for a judicial review, where a judge would look at the lawfulness of the process. But others, like local businesswoman Kelsina George, who runs Barbuda Cottages, see the high-end resorts as good for the island's economy.
They've hired a lot of Barbudans. All the young people, everyone went to work there. And from what I gather, they're pretty happy with the money.
And that's what the government based in Antigua says is the priority. Charles Fernandez is the Tourism and Investment Minister.
Well, I think it's a vision of the government to bring Barbuda to a level where it has full employment. Barbuda is going to generate, when it's fully operational, is going to generate a tremendous amount in taxes.
Barbuda is not alone. Around the world, there are similar battles taking place as small paradise communities in beautiful locations attempt to balance economic need against protecting their own cultures. In Barbuda, I'm the BBC's Caroline Bailey for Marketplace.